Thank you. That was wonderful, wasn't it? It was really nice. Thank you. So, welcome all to our carol service tonight under the theme of O Holy Night. It's great to see you all here. The way we're going to run this is I'm not just going to keep bobbing up and down between each particular article unless I need to. Everything that you need is going to be on the screen, so I'm told, and it's going to run seamlessly, so I'm told. So that's where we're going to run this. And the other thing I want to say is, for the hymns, when you hear the first line being played, that's your cue to stand up. We're not going to give you a chord to stand up. When the first line is being played, that's your cue to stand up. So we're going to have a mixture of carols. Alpha and Tilly are going to do some Bible readings for us. Michael is going to give a short talk on the importance of the birth of Jesus. And then we're going to have a Sunday school prize giving, which has got a different twist this year to normal. But all will be revealed. So, let's get started. We're going to start with our first hymn. And after we've sung this hymn, please just remain standing and we're going to have a short prayer. So the first hymn is, or first carol, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus and the promises which are extended to us through him. And as we remember him tonight, please be with us. Help us to be uplifted by what we do and help us to, as we think about his birth, to also think about our future. So please be with us now, for we ask this in his name. Amen.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever after, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Whilst they were there, the child came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you.
Today in the town of David, a Saviour is born. He is a Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Thank you.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was a righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God.
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.
there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She had advanced in years, have lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak to him, to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
So, everyone, good afternoon. So, was the birth of Jesus important? It was important enough for a choir of angels to sing. It was important enough for a number of wise men to trek all the way from Mesopotamia or somewhere to come to see him a few months or years after he was born. It was certainly important for that. But why was it important? Well, this was explained to his mother by an angel. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favour with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb, bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Now in this country, we thought it quite important when a little boy called George and a little girl called Charlotte and a little boy called Louis was born, because they were in the line to the throne of this country. But this child is in the line of the throne of David to be king over the whole world. So that makes it a rather important birth, doesn't it? But look what is said to this woman. This woman, Mary, who was the right woman to bear this child because she belonged to that lineage. He's going to have the throne of his father David, the king whom God specially chose as the right person to rule over his people. And his people were the descendants of Jacob, a man whom God chose, a man to whom God made promises that through him there will be blessings to the whole world. This child was to be the one to whom this would happen. But Mary did not have a man to be the father of this child. It was explained that the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. So the other side of his parentage was that he was, that he is, the Son of God. Now that's an important child to be born, isn't it? And so, when he did come into Bethlehem, it was made clear who he was, because the angel told those shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Now if those shepherds knew anything at all about their Jewish heritage, about what the scriptures had taught, they would knew that they were, that the house of David was so important, the city of David, the city where he had been when in the, where the house of his father Jesse was, and his father was called. When David was given the task of being king by and being anointed by Samuel, where that happened, that was important. And it was the city of David, but the Saviour who is Christ the Lord. That means he was selected and anointed by God. Just as David had been anointed, so Jesus was to be the anointed king. That was the promise. And he was born in those humble circumstances. no room for him in the inn, so where the beasts of burden took people to the inn, that's where he lay, in the manger. But the importance was, as the angels all sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those in whom he is well pleased." So this is the importance of the birth of Jesus. It applies to all of us. The wise men said, "Where is he that has been born King of the Jews?" Because the King of the Jews is important all around the world. And the importance of him being the Son of God is this: that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
I don't often say this. It's now my pleasure to invite Candy up on stage to do the Sunday School prize giving. So I sit down while you come up here. All right.
Okay. Well, my history is that I like to write songs and plays and things like that. So I decided, instead of giving a boring talk, which I can't do, I would compose a little song about our Sunday school. Now, those who are in the know about our Sunday school will recognise a lot of this. I'm sorry if you don't. But we're singing it too when the gas man came to town. So those of you who are old, like me, will know this song fairly well. So, I should be adding a little bit of the certain places. So, are we okay for this then?
Yeah.
The chorus comes after each person. Everyone can stand up when you are spoken to, all right? You are not. Especially you, Tilly. All right, okay. Oh, have you heard intro or what?
And they said what they would really, really like is a grown-up Bible. So we've got them a grown-up Bible for each of them, but we've also got a little something special that they were really keen to have. So in Tilly's case, it's a pack of cards called Bible Heroes, and it works, I don't know it, but they tell me it works like top trumps. So there's lots of Bible characters and lots of characteristics, and you get to compare them and play a really good game and get to know all the characters in the Bible. And Alfie, We know how much you like knowing lots and lots and lots of facts all about the Bible. So as well as your Bible, we've got you the ultimate Bible trivia book. So you'll be able to teach us lots of things and facts about the Bible.
So I'd just like to say thank you to everybody who's taken part. Alfie and Tilly, fantastic reading. That was really good. To all the, let's call it an orchestra. The orchestra. To our seamless screen player. And we'd like, before we close, just to invite you to share supper with us afterwards. I think there's mulled wine in there, and is that right? Yes? And nice things to eat. So thank you to you all for coming along and for everyone else who's contributed. Thank you, Michael. And we're going to finish now with O Little Town of Bethlehem, and David is going to give a final prayer for us. So it's O Little Town of Bethlehem.
And Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks for all things. We give you thanks for being able to think about the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of your Son, and all that that means to us, and the hope of salvation. We give you thanks that we've been able to sing your praises in carols, and we give you thanks also now for this provision of food. Bless it to us, we pray, as we share the friendship one with another. Be with us then as we leave this place, for we offer this prayer through Jesus. Amen.
It was very remiss of me to forget to thank Candy for that song. That was a great song, and it does reflect the Sunday School. Thank you.